أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at an ayah from Surah Al-Munafiqun, which is Surah number 63. This surah, in essence, is 11 ayat and it gives us an overview of hypocrisy. And hypocrisy, in essence, is where we manifest something but we believe in something else. It's in essence a loss of faith, maybe a tube light sort of faith where it switches on and off all the time. And in this ayah 9, which you could highlight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, La tulhikum amwalukum wa la awlatukum an dhikrillah. Do not allow your wealth or your children to divert you away from the dhikr, the remembrance of God, which is in essence reaching your full potential. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ And whoever does it, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ They are indeed, they have lost out. So first, let's just look at wealth. Wealth is not the purpose, it is the means. The means to create a beautiful home, happy children, guests at one's table, to be able to give time, attention, love, education, charity, to be able to share with others in the community and play in a part in the well-being of humanity. One of the great differences, I believe, that sets Muslims apart from other groups is that we see our wealth as a means to partner with divinity, as a way to bring that rahmaniyat to the earth, to be able to perfect the world by using this God-given wealth, knowing that it is a blessing from Allah to further the rahmaniyat on this planet. And really, wherever we are in pursuit of wealth, it's got to be paired with the pursuit of charitable works and not selfish purposes. And that is, in essence, what the wealth side of this ayah is talking about. Don't let it divert you away from the remembrance of Allah. The wealth must be partnered with Allah in every aspect of it. The same applies to children. If we make Allah a partner in our parenting endeavors and educate our children according to His way, then as a hadith tells us, when the child is older, they will not depart from it. The aim or the goal in our minds should be to see our children succeed in the world and in the hereafter. I know when I tell my children that I'd love to see them at the door of Jannah and for them to wait there before wait to take me in with them, they always tell me, Mama, pray we go inside Jannah. And that makes sense. So when we raise our hands in dua for them and we think of our children, if we do not want to get them to divert us away from Allah, then to always pray that, Ya Allah, make them successful in the dunya and in the akhirah. And be specific, I want to see them in Jannah, and tell them, wait for me and take me there with you. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq that we may not allow our wealth and our children to divert us away from the dhikr of Allah. But maybe more so important as well, that we make our wealth and children that which takes us towards Him, that which takes us to our full potential. And again, I repeat one more time, that which allows us to leave the world a better place than what we found it in. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم